This is Susan B. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, and I'm speaking with Nicole Zangara. She is the Mountain Village Community Relations Manager, and we are talking about the upcoming Jingle Jam event in Mountain Village on Friday, December 9th. Nicole, thanks for joining me.
Absolutely.
So is Jingle Jam an all-day happening for the family?
It is. It's an all-day event, and it starts really when the merchants' businesses open. We have a ton of Mountain Village merchants participating in this year's Jingle Jam. And then in terms of activities and events throughout the day, we have the Merchant Gingerbread House Competition, and that is from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And the public is welcome and actually encouraged to help judge the gingerbread houses that will be in glass boxes around Heritage Plaza. And the criteria for judging is pretty simple. It's based on creativity, overall appearance, and the ability to be able to eat the house after it's taken out of the box. So,
Okay. And so we
have always had a great turnout with the Mountain Village merchants and participating in that. And then we will announce the winner, or I should say Santa will announce the winner at 5:30 p.m. Right before the tree lighting ceremony.
Okay.
We will also have free ice skating and hot chocolate, complimentary of boot doctors, and they actually run the Mountain Village ice rink for the town of Mountain Village, and mm-hmm. that is from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. And so admission is free, and if you don't have skates, rentals will be available, $5 for children and $7 for adults. And then as the day goes on, and you and I will talk about this later on, but as the day goes on, we'll continue to have more family-focused, fun events. And to kind of round it all out, holiday music will be playing throughout Mountain Village Center for a few hours. I think it's probably start more in towards the evening time as people roll into Mountain Village Center.
Okay. I do want to get a bit granular with you and break it down more finely. Specifically, activities for kids.
Kids. Well, like I mentioned, the ice skating, and that's always a big attraction for the kids. But also in Heritage Plaza, we're going to have Santa and his elves. They'll be on hand so kids can tell him what they want for Christmas this year, and they'll also get a free picture taken with him. And then while they're waiting for Santa, kids can decorate felt stockings with glitter glue, and there's going to be an assortment of ornaments for the kids to decorate. And then we also have cookie decorating, which we did last year as well, so complete with sprinkles, icing, and other toppings. So, just a way to get the kids and the family in the spirit of the holiday season and keep them busy while they're waiting for Santa.
Okay. And then there is the babysitting. So
yes.
Are there activities around the babysitting at the Peaks?
There is. So the Peaks is offering, Telluride Sitters is offering free sitting, and the actual babysitting portion will take place at a base camp daycare,
mm-hmm.
and that will be from 3:30 to 6:30. And then in the Peaks Great Room, they'll offer face painting and crafts as well for the kids.
Okay.
So you can either drop them there or drop them at the base camp and while the adult shop, whatever. And then the Peaks is also having Santa there too. So it's an opportunity to see Santa twice.
Okay.
So that'll be pretty interesting.
Yeah,
to explain that to the
kids.
But we'll
see.
I don't know. I'm not a parent, but I'm sure it'll make for some interesting conversation later that night.
Okay. So now tell us about some of the special things to do at the local venues, such as the hotels and the spas. Before we get to the stores, let's talk about non-retail special venues, things going on.
Sure. Well, for those that would like to spend their evening and the night and the next morning in Mountain Village, Mountain Lodge will be offering walk-in rates of $99 for junior suites. And then the Peaks Resort is offering dinner and drink specials along with free live music by Jeff Pine. And then the Little Bar at Lumiere is offering their Happy House and Half Special, and it's and what that all means, it's a roll of the day and a house wine or beer or well drink for $10.
Okay. Now let's talk about some of the stores. Mountain Village has a lot of retail outlets, and this is their day to shine. What's going on at the stores around town?
A lot. So everyone pretty much is, you know, offering that typical grab bag discount, anywhere from 10% off to 40 or 50% off. And so the various outlets include Alpenglow Beauty, which is a new beauty store in Mountain Village owned by DSG. And then Boot Doctors and Paragon Outdoors, of course. They've been a mainstay of this event for years and years. They'll be offering 10 to 50% off bingo grab bag discounts, 20% off early season prepaid tune card specials. And they're also doing drawings at noon and 6 for a plethora of items. I mean, helmets, goggles, free demos, free tunes. And then the other sports shop that will be offering a drawing is Christie Sports. Besides their 10 to 50% off, they'll be offering a drawing for free skis, and you don't have to be present to win. So that's exciting. And then moving on, Gold Hill Gallery will offer 20% off all framed images. Heritage Apparel, which is another new business opened by TSC this past winter, will offer grab bag discounts, 10 to 40% off. And Heritage Apparel is men and women's clothing. Then you also have Mountain Standard Time, which is Mountain Standard Time Telluride, which is another retail store that just opened by TSG, and they're offering a gift with purchase.
Okay.
And that's a watch store, if you couldn't tell with the Mountain Standard Time name. That's watches. And then the North Face will have grab bag discounts, 40% off on all products throughout the store. The Resort Store, same thing, 10 to 50% off. Swanky Buckle. Yeah, I mean, everyone's just offering huge discounts. Telluride Naturals is another one, 10 to 50% off. Telluride Sports, which is located in the Franz Klammer, will offer grab bag discounts up to 40% off. And they will also be doing wild cards for things like free tunes and rentals. And then you have the Telluride Base Club, which is a new club in Mountain Village. Well, it's a revamped club. It used to be called, and gosh, forgive me, Telluride Base Club, if I butcher this, it was called the Heritage Club, I think. Mm-hmm. Anyway, well, nonetheless, they're going to hold an open house with snacks and drinks from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. And on top of that, all of the other stores, I mean, they've all mentioned that they're going to have food and drink and just keep the spirit going all evening and day long. So.
Okay. Now, that was a lot to absorb. If I want to read that list of what you have going on, do I go to your website, Nicole?
Yes, you can go to our website, townofmountainvillage.com, and there you can look for either the Jingle Jam poster or advertisement that's on our homepage, or the advertisement will highlight just like the main things, like the activities and the times that they're happening and where.
Okay.
But then for all of these details, please refer to our press release, which is on our website. And then also we've been working closely with the newspapers and visit Telluride.com, the Telluride Tourism Board. So a lot of that information will be on their websites as well.
Thank you very much for that. And finally, there is a special event at Hotel Madeleine in support of the Telluride Adaptive Sports Program. What do you know about that?
What I know is that it is December 9th, the same day as Jingle Jam, and it's called the Ugly Sweater Party at Bar M. It begins at 5 p.m. and runs till 9 p.m., and they'll have a DJ there along with food and drink specials, and patrons are asked to wear an ugly Christmas sweater, and the uglier the sweater, the better, the prize. So, and as you mentioned, Susan, all proceeds from the event will benefit the Telluride Adaptive Sports Program, which their headquarters is based in Mountain Village, and I mean, it's just such a great program.
Absolutely. That's why I ended with that question. I wanted everybody to keep that fresh in mind. So, this is Susan B. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, and I've been having an extensive conversation with Nicole Zingara, Town of Mountain Village Community Relations Manager, on the subject of the all-day Jingle Jam in Mountain Village on Friday, December 9th. So listen to the, if you've listened to this podcast, you know that you also want to refer to Mountain Village's website and the Tourism Board website for a reinforcement of all the many details. But bottom line, there's lots to do. Nicole, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Susan.